Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Jessica Pimentel of Orange is the New Black. Jessica, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. So happy to be talking to you today.
Absolutely, Jessica. You got to be excited about the new season and how your role continues to grow on the show.
Yeah, I love everything that Maria is doing this season. She is all over the place, a bit psycho. but I really love everything that has been written for her this season, especially. The ups and downs that she goes through they're difficult to play, but they sure are fun.
Absolutely. So tell us how you got the part and how this has developed throughout the seasons and stuff and how it worked.
I mean, Jen Houston is a casting agent in New York, so she's brought me in for several projects over the years. And she had a feeling that I'd be a good fit for this show, but we didn't know how, so I read for several roles on this show and kind of forgot about them. It's a, you know, as an actor, you audition for hundreds of things a year that you don't get. And I finally got a call to come in for one more role, and all I knew about it was that her name was Maria and that she was very pregnant. That was all the information I was given for the role. And basically read for it, and I guess it was a good fit. I had the right attitude that day of just being annoyed and tired and hot, and I was working later that week.
You know how it is when you're reading and auditioning, and to tell our listeners how challenging it is when you're an up-and-coming actress to all the different casting calls you do every week, right? You just never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. You can read for hundreds of things. You kind of, like, never get your hopes up because I at this point, I just treat it as 5 minutes of fun and forget it the second I walk out the door. Because there's hundreds of other people that are reading for it, and you might not get it. And there's so many things out of your control that will cause you to not get a role that you can't waste your time just beating yourself up about things, so to speak. You kind of just do the best you can, have as much fun as possible, and, you know, hope for the best, but then you have to let it go or you'll drive yourself crazy, basically, just hoping and waiting and wishing.
Yes, Jessica, it's all a numbers game in certain ways. It's talent, but also numbers. The more you try to get yourself out there, the more opportunities you'll have.
Yeah, the more you try to get yourself out there, the more opportunities you'll have, and also the more rejection you'll experience as well. So the good comes with the bad. That's a kind of a young actor's thing, is that we read for these things and we start getting our hopes up about everything, and we're like, this is the one, I can feel it. This is the one, I can feel it. No, this is going to be the one. And you have to realize there are things like maybe they cast the main character yesterday and you're coming in to read today and you're supposed to be assisted, but you look nothing alike. So, they cast the leading man and he's 3 inches shorter than you. Or you look like someone the casting agent hates. Or it's,
oh,
you know,
wow,
there's
you
so many things that just out of your control.
But you got this opportunity. Tell us about your character for our listeners out there that do not know all about your character and the interesting character that she is, and what should we expect from the season?
Well, when we first meet Maria back in season one, she is extremely pregnant, and that's how I was cast. It was Maria, extremely pregnant prisoner, and that's all I knew about her. We don't know why she's in prison, but her dad is a really famous Dominican gang leader. She has her baby in the second season, and you see her and baby daddy, you know, bonding at the visitation, the weekly visitation. But season three, baby daddy, Gabriel, decides that he doesn't want his daughter thinking that this prison life is normal. So he will not be bringing the child to visitation. So season three, you see Maria go through that suffering of losing her daughter, so to speak. And season four, she decides that she kind of just wants to get through her time and pass the time as quickly as she can to get out of there. But she comes across a slight problem with our main character, Piper. And these two start kind of a race war, so to speak, and it's the Latinas versus, well, it's pretty much the Latinas versus Piper. It's not really everyone. It's really just her. But we see all these new inmates that spark a race war. We see some white supremacist inmates come in, and there's an unfortunate death of an African-American prisoner. And season five, basically all come together and fight the power, so to speak. And we realize that we are not each other's enemies. We're a product of this system that has treated us unfairly and terribly, and Maria kind of rises to power within that infrastructure.
Wow, Jessica, that's great. Getting us prepared for all of the different things, but your character has definitely developed in those five seasons, hasn't it? From the beginning when you came to
absolutely,
now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's okay. No, that's no problem. So that's exciting. So we're expecting now, so the way the show has kind of developed is women not getting along with certain women in the prison to now you guys are uniting because of the system. So what to expect,
absolutely,
we're going to
have
to find out. Because it's now available on Netflix, Jessica, and we can check out your character and see how it's developing and where is Orange is the New Black going? What are we going to expect from our favorite characters? And can we trust what Maria is going to do? And are you guys going to continue to get along? So I guess that's where we're at right now, right?
I have all the same questions that you are asking. At this point, none of us know anything. We do know that we've been renewed for season 6 and 7. As for storyline, when you leave us at the end of season 5, you will be just as confused as we are because none of us know where we're going next.
They can't tell you because it's a hush-hush, and that's the excitement of being on a great series like that.
We don't know. Yeah, we have no idea. We have no idea either.
Hey, but you shouldn't. It's interesting. I was interviewing a director that's going to be in two Star Wars from now, and he says, I have no idea what's happening in the next Star Wars, so I can't tell you anything. And I'm like, it's interesting, all these different secrets that are out there. But, hey, we have to keep tuning in and be at the edge of our seats waiting to see what happens next, Jessica, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's our pleasure to bring you this.
Yeah, where's the best place we can find information on you? Are you on Twitter? What's the best place we can connect with
you? I'm on Twitter and Instagram, The Crusher 007, and Facebook, Jessica Pimentel Official.
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See ya. You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show. We'll be back in just a moment.